daughter and one of his key advisors last year apparently sent hundreds of messages to the White House aides through the email, Jackie Quinn reports.
First daughter and presidential advisor Ivanka Trump has reportedly sent hundreds of emails about government business from a personal email account. That's according to a report in the Washington Post. The emails were sent to White House aides, cabinet officials, and her assistants. A spokesman says it was while Ivanka Trump was transitioning into government, and nearly all the communications involved logistics and scheduling. Nothing classified was ever sent, and the emails have been retained. President Trump blasted Democratic rival Hillary Clinton for her private email server, evoking the chant of "lock her up" among his followers. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A federal judge in San Francisco has issued a ruling temporarily barring the Trump administration from refusing asylum to immigrants who cross the southern border illegally. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The ruling comes as a migrant caravan of 3,000 has made their way across South America to Tijuana, just across the border between Mexico and California. President Trump issued a proclamation November 9th denying asylum to most border crossers as a response to the caravans, which he has repeatedly said are not getting into the country illegally. The administration directed asylum seekers to enter at one of the 26 official border crossings with Mexico. Legal groups sued, arguing the law clearly allows someone to seek asylum regardless of how they enter the U.S.
It's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Afghan officials say at least 40 people were killed and dozens of others wounded in a suicide bomb at a gathering of religious scholars in the capital, Kabul. The Interior Ministry spokesman told VOA that the attacker detonated his explosive-laden vest as people were gathered to mark the Prophet Muhammad's birthday. This is VOA News. Pakistan summoned Tuesday the top U.S. diplomat in the